Thank you for calling customer service. This is Amber. How may I help you?
Yes. Hi. Good afternoon, Amber. I'm not sure what company. Who am I calling? What company is this?
We are a three-party company. We service different products.
I have charges on my debit card that I didn't authorize, and I don't know who you are. So I'm not sure, and my bank is reporting this is the number that has the charges. So how do I figure out what this is?
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code, please?
29708.
Yes, ma'am. What's your first and last name?
Donna Frost.
Okay. One moment while I get you pulled up.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And you verify your shipping address?
427 Crown Drive, apartment 201, Fort Mill, South Carolina.
Okay, one moment. Yes, ma'am. I just pulled it up. You did an entry to win a free tablet, and it signed you up. That's what you charged the $7.95 for. You got charged $56.95 because you didn't cancel before your free trial was over, and it signed you up for the gadget.
I don't know what that means. How do we stop this?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I have a charge for $7.95, and that was on the 4th of February, and now I have a charge for $56.95.
Yes, ma'am, on February the 8th.
Well, I'm not sure how we get rid of this because I was not aware that I was signing up for a free tablet. I thought, you wanted something, and they were, you know, $7.95 for shipping. I must have missed a curve there somewhere, Amber, so can we just cancel all these things, please?
Yes, ma'am. I can offer you a 35% refund.
Okay. Why would I not be entitled to a full refund?
Because it's already been you're out of the trial, so I can offer you partial refund.
What trial, honey? What trial are we talking about?
About your entry for the tablet.
Okay, I don't understand. What's the trial for? You said I'm out of the trial period. The trial period for what?
Because you didn't cancel beforehand. I offer you a 50% off.
Okay, listen, I'm going to dispute this with my bank, so I'm giving you a chance to just tell me what it was. Okay, if you're saying I entered something for a free tablet, okay, I remember there was a thing that said, how you won something, and I should have never done it, and I believe that the $7.95 was for some kind of shipping for something that you got. You answered a survey. I'm not signed up for anything. I don't have access to anything. I'm not, you know, beyond a trial period if I don't even know what the hell I was supposed to be trying. So I'm giving you guys the opportunity to return my money, or I'll just dispute it with the bank and get it back anyway.
Yes, ma'am. I can give you a full refund.
Okay, because I'm going to need, I have your name already and I have your phone number. I need to know what organization this is that I'm calling. So if I don't get my refund, I'm going to have my bank search it out so they can call you and talk to you.
Mm-hmm. This is a five party.
Okay.
We service different things, so.
Okay, that's fine, sweetie. And I know that this is hard for you to answer if you don't know what's going on, but you're saying I'm beyond my trial period. Please tell me what trial period I've exceeded. My trial period with what?
I already sent you your full refund.
So, okay, so you don't want to tell me. Do you have a reference number for this call, please?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so just your name and today's date is fine. Okay, thank you for your time. Hello?
Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.